Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And here we are on a foggy, rainy, humid, Monday. And we're going to brighten up everybody's day now.
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Who is that? What group is that?
Mamas and the Papas. Ancient history.
Really ancient. All right, let's go to our first question. Let's go to Logan Medrano. What do we have today, Logan?
First question comes from someone from California. I'm in limbo regarding my decision to either stay where I am or take a job offer with my former boss. Hmm. If I stay, I don't have job security because there are a few people at work who would prefer for me to not be here. I'm a threat to them for just doing my job, and the commute is a long one. If I go with my former boss or just transfer to another district, I will gain the perks of not being micromanaged and working with someone who I'm comfortable with to an extent. The job will be closer to home, but I'm not certain how long my boss will stay at that site. I will also run into the same problems with animosity, sabotage, and constant lying by coworkers trying to make me look bad because I am the favorite. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
I'd change my shoes.
There's a lot here.
There is.
Oh, boy. All right, so if we just look at the two jobs.
Yes.
Number one, it's a really long commute and...
insecure. No job security.
Right, no job security, and people are threatened.
I.e. they do not like...
him or her.
Yes.
Yeah. Job two, all right, it's closer to home. Mm-hmm. She won't have that micromanaging, but would have the same kind of animosity, sabotage, and constant lying by coworkers because she or he would be the favorite. Mm. There's something else going on here. What do you think, Shrinky? What do you think? There's something going on.
Well, as they say, wherever you go, there you are. Mm-hmm. And if I were guessing, I'd say this individual has some relationship issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some problems with people in general.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think this person has to take a hard look at what they're doing to cause this kind of animosity and sabotage with their coworkers.
Yes.
Because that is if... I mean, this person clearly knows it's going to follow them.
Yeah.
So why not work on that? That's the thing. I think you've got to go to the new boss and say, you know, what am I doing wrong here? Maybe try to figure out how to get along with people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what this person does. He or she doesn't say what the job is, but the real job of work is getting along with your coworkers.
That's what we like to say in our many books.
Yeah. And it's the truth.
Well, and actually I would say that I don't see a reason for her to stay in the current situation. It's not a secure job. People don't like her, and it's a long commute. So mm-hmm. from a technical perspective, certainly this next opportunity sounds better.
Yeah. So go ahead, take the next job. But remember, figure out what you're doing wrong to have all of these issues with your coworkers.
Or maybe she could, or he or she could make it the goal for this next job to enjoy working with others.
Oh, doesn't sound likely, but but you don't have to enjoy it. I think what you really need to do is just figure out why you're causing this. And it's not because you're doing your job. That's not it. You're doing your job with some kind of attitude that other people don't like.
Now, to be fair, sometimes one could be in a culture, right? A corporate mm-hmm. culture mm-hmm. that is full of lying and sabotage and animosity. You could.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then you may want to move on.
But right. And also, I would just say that the fact that this person says, I'd be working with someone who I'm comfortable with to an extent, that to me also just says, generally, I don't like people.
Yeah. That's a problem. That's a problem. If
unless,
you don't
like that's right. Unless you are working in a morgue or.
Uh-huh. Right. That would probably be a good job.
That could work.
Yeah. Something that you're isolated and you don't have to deal with other people. And that those jobs don't even really exist. You have to learn to get along with people.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing new there. So let's move on to our next question. Logan, what do we have?
Next question comes from someone from Oregon.
Ah.
I love my company and get kudos from everyone but my boss. It's hard to work knowing that my reviews and raises will be poor slash non-existent and that my boss will not help with any career moves. What should I do?
Oh, your boss doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Does your boss give other people kudos? Does your boss help other people move along? You may have to find out what you're doing wrong, you know, what improvements you need to make or how to get good reviews or raises from this boss. If it's just that your boss doesn't like you, then you probably need to move on.
Yes. Well, and also there are those individuals, those bosses who do not give good reviews and do not offer raises. So Kathy has great foresight. I would say you probably would want to move on, except I would say in between the talking to your boss and moving on, you want to build your network.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually it'd be great to find a mentor, right? When you're in this kind of a situation and your confidence usually takes a hit, you want to have someone on your team who can really guide you and advise you and give you ideas for how to build your network. Like if you work at a conference, run a panel or something, join a task force, do something special for the company, some kind of project or fundraiser that pumps you up and showcases your talents as you decide what your next move would be.
Yeah, so you do need to find out if you're doing something wrong that could be improved. And at the same time, you want to help yourself build your self-confidence so that you could move on to the next thing.
Right, just in case you're suffering from the battered employee syndrome, we want you to get those kudos and really work with them to make your next best move.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone else out there that doesn't get kudos from their boss and they, you know good reviews, you have to take a hard look at what may have caused that. And I mean, sometimes you're right. It's you're not going to win with that particular person. But the longer you stay in a situation like that, I think the worse your self-confidence is.
I'm with you, Kathy. And I also think one way to depersonalize this is to find out the history of that boss.
Mm-hmm.
Is this someone who in the past actually gave great reviews for a specific kind of employee who had a specific kind of work ethic? Or is this someone who just never goes there?
Yeah. Well, that's it for this segment.
Yeah. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.